Talk Shoes. Recorded live.
Hello, this is Luigi. Welcome to the... Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Roney, and you are listening to Roney's Own Radio Chat. And this is the show where we do different things all the time. So it's kind of like 31 flavors ice cream without the little spoon. So tonight, we will be doing a wonderful show called I Know, the Trivia Game Show. So we're going to have a lot of fun, especially Billy Bob, and we're going to be going through some little games and little things, and everybody's going to have their chance to be involved and have loads of fun. So the only thing is we're not giving away a car or a house or a vacation, so, don't cheat, and, we're not going to be just crazy. We don't have a lawyer on the line to kind of check everything out. But, try and use your old brain cells because, that's kind of part of what this is all about. But
I got a prize to give away.
No, we don't want that
prize.
To give that prize. But here's the thing, is there's going to be a part of the game that we're going to be doing tonight where we'll have a hint from the others in the chat area. So let's not get too serious that we lose the fun. So
if I
want to have some fun.
If I want to see that hint, Mr. Host Snoop Jeffy Jeff, do I need to go to talk.roneyzone.com?
That is correct. That's where you need to go.
I'll do that.
And if you really are completely lost, not the show, but if you're just lost, then you can email RoneyZone. That's R-O-N as in nice, E-Y-Z-O-N as in nice again, E@gmail.com. That's RoneyZone
@gmail.com. That kind of sounds like mice, as in the plural of mouse.
Mice?
Well, I know.
Because it's one of those fun shows where we can do a little messing.
If you can't, see, that's the thing, is these phones, they're just not that clear. So if it's really difficult, then you can email Jeff.Roney, and the N stands for never. Charlotte, if she can email me and let me know what's going on. If she needs a PIN number, I can give her that. So have her email me at jeff.roney@gmail.com, and I'll give her the info to just call in. That'll probably be the easiest thing. Yep, and I'll give that to her, no problem. So have her email me, and I'll give it to her right away.
How do you feel about that, sweetie?
About what?
Snoop Jeffy Jeff's going to be giving it to her right away.
Oh, boy, howdy.
The guest pass. I thought you had that reserved for a family member. I recollect I should get another mint.
Have you been drinking a little bit there, Billy Bob?
I tell you what, I had some animal protein and I am giddy like a schoolgirl.
I'm glad to clarify for us.
There's a few buttons over here that I can I can change things around.
Behaving.
Yeah. Miss.
Billy Bob's not logged into the show, by the way. He's just on the phone.
Oh, I know. He's calling in from some kind of public phone.
I'm calling in from my landline in the 951. That's the downgraded version of the 909. We don't have our cars up on cinder blocks. We have our cinder blocks up on grass.
Okay, Miss Sharla, let's just do this. I'm going to type in the info right here in the chat line, and you can relay that to Miss Lil. Okay, there's the phone number. Boom. All right. Now, they're going to ask for a TalkCast ID.
9490.
This number here. Okay. Then they're going to ask for a PIN, and I'm going to give you that right now. All right. Well, almost right now. Very quickly. Let's see. That's right here. Okay. Yep.
Fuck you.
And sorry, it's kind of lengthy here. All right. But here's the PIN. There we go. Okay, so it's phone number, TalkCast ID, and the PIN number.
The phone number is 724-444-7444. The PIN number is, TalkCast ID is 9490. And the PIN number, I'm not going to tell you.
The PIN number is special. You have to tune in to get that, folks.
That's right. That is true.
When the moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter, I'm with Mars. Okay.
How is the moon tonight? Isn't the moon full yesterday?
Okay.
Would anyone like to hear their horoscope?
I got mine, thanks.
All righty then.
All right, give me 2 seconds, and I will. All right, here, let's see.
Maybe Charlotte would like to hear her horoscope. What's your sign, Charlotte?
I think you need to lay off the juice there, pal. I'm worried about you.
She's a Cancer. Her birthday's coming up soon.
As my friend from Dire Straits said, sometimes you need heavy fuel. What was that? What was it, Cancer?
Yes, she's Cancer.
Okay.
None for me, thanks.
It's coming June, guessing.
Here we go. Here's what Holiday Mathis says for Cancer for today. A spiritual kernel of truth arrives in an unsuspecting moment, delivering you from the humdrum into the divine. Maybe it even involves an inventive idea or a new approach towards work or something in the Roni zone. I added that last bit, I have to admit.
Really? Oh, that's hilarious. I love her response.
How about you, Snoop? What's your sign, baby?
Closed for repairs.
All right, then. This is your year to get the accolades you deserve for your work.
Awesome.
Problems that at first seemed overwhelming are your biggest opportunities to shine. October brings a... Well, you'll have to pay me to hear about October. Because you're being so coy. But damn, that was a good horoscope.
Man, you just a kook.
Don't tell my neighbors. Don't start burning something on my damn lawn.
They know. What?
I don't know.
What's
something
the matter?
Just happened. I don't know. We don't know. Something just happened. Something about a lawn. He made a comment about a lawn.
I'm going to see what's going on. So I hear that there's a trivia show that I know, and I know tonight. Can you tell us more about that, Snoop Jeffy Jeff?
It is going to be a wonder, and we're going to start it soon. But I care so much for people to join our show that I will take a little time and hold the
wax
show for
poetic
them.
Are you going to wax poetic?
Yes. Now, see, I would feel bad about this opening section, but then I also listened to Keith and Joe's Power Hour super mega show or something, and they talk about drunk neighbors and stuff like that for the first, 15 minutes before they start the show. So I don't feel bad about this at all, you know. As a matter of fact, I've listened to a lot of shows, and just the opening is always, you know, just kind of, hey, you know, hey, Mom, do the dishes. I said do the dishes. I'm on a show right now. Mom, shut up. I mean, be quiet. Sorry, don't call Dad. God. Anyway, all right, we're going to be talking about Superman and Spider-Man today. So it's going to be fun. And I said do the dishes, Mom. You know, like that. So I don't feel bad that this is kind of, you know, loose, you know, in the open. Because once we start, boy, we are going to start.
Ooh.
Well, that show feels like a little too much of a slice of reality.
Which thing? All right, fine. Yes.
Yeah,
so
Wax Poetic.
They're gonna put my x-rays on YouTube that they took this morning. And I had a few x-rays done, and holy smoke.
Yeah.
I see. Funny guy. Hey, Buddy Bill is here. I hope he's a little more calmer than Billy Bob. Oh, boy.
Oh, I hope he figures out how to work that technology.
Hey, is Buddy Bill on the line?
Doesn't look like it. It looks like he's just typing in.
See, what he doesn't know is I was born for this kind of fun. Because let's get Buddy Bill on the phone. Oh, let's see.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, hey, Buddy Bill, how are you? Watch this. Oh.
Oh, shoot. Hey, how you guys
where's
doing?
Buddy Bill?
Hey, Jeff joined us. Yay.
Hey.
I'm right over here. What's going on? I'm sorry I'm late. Did I miss any of the questions?
Oh, now, Buddy Bill, I can hear an echo on the phone. It's almost like Billy Bob is in your house.
It's
Isn't
like
that
Echo
true?
One. No, it's Echo 138 is calling Echo 552. It's the sequel to Echo
really
3
strange.
Calls Echo 7.
Now listen, Buddy Bill. I think you have a stalker in your house because I'm hearing an echo. I think Billy Bob is in your house. That's kind of weird. Hey Jeff, what's up, Mr. iSciFi TV dude?
Crack cocaine, wow.
Oh, you must be talking about his MySpace page.
No, I'm talking about you.
All right, well, I'm going to go look around and try to track down this Billy Bob thing. Oh, the guest
hey, Lil.
Hi, Lil.
What's up?
World of Warcraft has nothing on you guys.
Uh-oh.
That's awesome.
Hey, Lil.
Hey.
What's happening?
Nothing. My computer doesn't like your thing.
it's okay.
Jeff's heard that before.
You know, I can mute you. I have the power.
Jinx are online. And not out. All
right.
Unmute the man.
All right. Hey, Mr. Jeff.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, Friday night in California. Yeah, but it's Friday night wherever you are.
All right. So
yeah, but I have four teenage boys in the house playing Xbox, so I'm staying clear of that.
I've got two playing WoW.
Yeah,
oh,
World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Oh man, this is awesome.
All right. So how you doing, Mr. Jeff, sir?
I'm doing great, Mr. Jeff, Snoop, Jeffity Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
You got your grills on tonight?
Oh, yeah. I'm into his house for shizzle. Now, I'm the most whitest rap guy you've ever seen in your life. But I am cool. All right, so you sound like there's like a 747 behind you, Jeff. I got love for you, but, man, anyway... We'll make it work.
That's probably because
right,
of my servers.
So,
hang on. How's this?
Oh, dude, that's like
better.
Amazing.
That is better. That is bad. Tell your servers to keep it down. Dang it. All right, so... So it is so nice to have Lil on the phone as well as Sharla. These two wonderful gals were friends of mine and still are, but they were from the old country, San Bernardino. Aren't you glad you escaped, Lil?
Yep, I'm glad I escaped. I'm coming back this summer, though.
Oh, well.
Oh, no.
Don't stay, though. You can't stay. That's it. That's true, Charlotte. Oh yeah. but tonight we're not going to tell stories. That's a whole other show. That's probably a group of shows. But anyway, Lil, it is wonderful to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you too.
Yes, and I've read your MySpace page. I'm not a stalker, but it's a wonderful page about your family and really nice. So, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. I'm a non-stalker MySpace person. I don't ask for nobody to go to the park or anything.
Oh, come on, your name is Troy.
Hey, watch it.
Or Tom.
Hey. Yeah, I'm Tom. I'm on everybody's page. All right.
Oh, I deleted 16 wannabe profile or messages today, and they're all the same picture, and they weren't very... dressed.
See,
oh my.
Yes.
See, there are so many friendly people on MySpace, and they think I need a date. I don't understand it. Yeah.
Hey, question.
Or
is that a picture of you with the words on your shirt?
No, actually, no. That was another geek that I cut the face off so I don't get sued for using it. So. Yeah, I wish it was me. No, but all right. What Mr. Jeff iSciFi TV is talking about is the Ask a Jedi, Ask a Sith, which is pretty funny. When you need relationship advice, you ask a Sith Lord and a Jedi Knight about it. And if you wonder what I'm talking about, you can always go to swtalk.jrdonline.com and download the Star Wars Geek Meet live things, and they're just a lot of fun. Tonight, however, we are going to play some trivia games, and the way it's going to work is we're going to try and work in order. I'm going to need somebody to kind of help me keep it all straight, but I think we're going to be just fine.
I'm here.
The first challenge is going to be an alphabet challenge, and we will go through female actresses' names. Now, here's the thing. Number one, we're going to have fun. It's all about fun here. I don't want anyone to get way serious and calling a lawyer and all this kind of stuff. Just please work from your memory. You know, don't go to Wikipedia and IMDb and all that. Just try to work from your memory. Now,
Damn. Here's
the thing. We'll get
I wouldn't
right.
have even thought of that unless you said it.
Well, there's some pretty smart people I know, and you know. But anyway, we'll just go from memory. You know, we'll give you enough time, maybe an hour or two, to think of something. You know, but if you really get stuck, you can say, "I need a hint," and then one of the other folks in the room will give you a hint. Now, what's cool is we have a number of folks that have a number of different interests. I bet you somebody will have a hint that will help out. So we'll go one by one, work around through the alphabet. Now, the female actresses' names, it can start with the first name or the last name. We just want to have fun and kind of work our way around, okay? And we will, you know, do a couple of different – yes, go ahead.
Let's establish an order of who's going to answer what, because otherwise you'll end up with – so if you establish it, I'll write it down, and then I'll remind who's next.
Okay. That is fine. And, I mean, you can kind of establish it based on your screen, and we'll go from there. So, I mean, anyway, it's fine. Okay?
Okay.
Now, here's the Charlotte is logged into her computer. She is listening. She's not on the phone. Okay? So because of that, what we need to do is, you know, we need to kind of repeat her answer so it can be recorded. All right? So that's all. And, you know, maybe your buddy Bill can type in the answers or something or whatever. Or somebody can.
He's on the phone and logged in.
One more time?
He's on the phone and logged in.
Okay, I don't see Charlotte has the icon for...
Billy Bob is the one muted and whatever, but Betty Bill is definitely...
I think Billy Bob's dialing in from his trailer park someplace.
I see that. Okay, let us get my and your wife's sisters as well. Yes, yes. That Jeff has got a sense of humor.
He does, man.
He really does. Oh, boy. All right.
Oh, you guys are hilarious. Okay, so.
Okay, I'm gonna put away my 43-year-old grumpiness, and I'll have more fun.
Any chance Rigatoni's going to drop by tonight?
Not tonight, but you may have to catch it. Man. He's just what? I got to say, all right. I got to say, Jeff, I listened to a number of your shows, and whoever writes the funny bits is pretty funny. And they're almost funnier than me, and I really felt jealous. So whoever that is, I need to talk
to the writer.
All right. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to do the alphabet challenge of female actresses' names. And
male actresses?
Who the fuck are you? I'm sorry. Get out. What are you doing in my house? I guess, but just be quiet, dude.
Just female actresses' names. So let's go ahead and start with Saweetie. We'll start with Saweetie.
Actually, we were going to start with you, but okay. Start with you, then me, then Jeff, then Sharla, Bill, and then Lil.
Okay.
That was the order. When I put it down, that was the order on my screen. So.
All right. I will start then. Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. And that's the one I would have chosen. Let's see. So B for me would be Barbara Bach.
Okay, very good.
That would be Jeff's turn now.
C is for Cookie. See, I'm a Wikipedia cheater, so I'm doing my best not to go there.
Just don't tell me you're doing that, but you know, act like you're not. Just gonna take that pause, like, let's see,
I can't think of anybody with the last name of C. I could think of people with the first name of C.
That works. It's the first or last name.
All right.
Right. First or last name.
Carmen Electra. Ooh, she's a great actress.
We will accept her. We will accept her. Somebody needs to, for heaven's sake.
But we'll accept her.
Yes.
I liked her in the Scary Movie movies, okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Charla, you've got D. Demi Moore, excellent.
Demi Moore, very good.
That would be now Bill. That would be E.
E. Huh. Wow. I've got J and A. I've got... Elijah Drushka?
Elijah Drushka.
Okay.
Yeah,
Lesbian. Yep. That works.
Yes.
I think I sent a picture of her to Jeff.
Yeah.
When he was in Wisconsin.
You probably did.
With the cheese.
Excellent. Now Lil has that.
Not funny.
Thinking. I have no idea.
Let's give her a hint.
I think 70s.
70s.
I need a better hint than that.
10.
No, what? No, no, no.
No, I'm so wrong.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
wow.
Don't be on that route. No, think girl detective show.
There you go.
That's exactly what I was going for, too.
There's a couple of movies that came out about it, too, not too long ago.
But with a totally different cast.
Farrah Fawcett.
Right.
There you go.
There you go. Very good.
Okay, Sweet Pea, that would be you. And
all right. I am G, and I am going to say Grace Kelly.
Oh, very nice. H would be Heather Locklear.
Very good.
Jeff?
Isabel something. Hang on a second.
Oh, nice.
That wasn't a good save.
She's an Italian bird.
Yeah, the Italian bird.
Mm-hmm.
Her Rossellini, mommy, you say?
Well, my wife just handed me a Eskimo pie, too, right as my turn came up.
and
nice
what was your
wife.
Question?
Incidentally.
What would you do?
I was going to say, incidentally, your buddy Bill, that's an ice cream sandwich.
I know that. Billy Bob might have questions.
Well, I didn't want any references to the Inuits. Here, skip me for this one.
Oh, well, all right. You said Isabel. And I think you heard said Rossellini or something.
Isabella Rossellini.
So
yeah, that's a good poll.
Yeah,
Jeff.
We'll accept that. We'll accept that. Good
and
job, Jeff.
Carla.
There you
Angelina
go.
Jolie.
Oh.
Very nice.
Now you're talking, Angelina Jolie.
Bill.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to say Katharine Hepburn.
Oh,
very
nice.
Good.
And then Lil.
Is it Lisa Ling?
Lisa Ling, yes. Lisa Ling was on The View for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fine. Very good.
Snoop Jeffy Jeff, that's you. For M.
Okay, M. Marilyn Monroe.
Very nice. And for me, N would be Nancy Travis.
Okay.
And now that would be Jeff, the dry sci-fi Jeff.
How do you pronounce it?
Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, excellent.
Xanadu, one of my top 800 favorites.
Charlotte. Penelope Cruz.
Ah, yes, Penelope Cruz.
And then Bill.
Yeah, so I've got Q, right?
Yeah.
And you can't use Teta Tarantino.
Yeah. Right after the operation, perhaps, but in the current.
Yes, she and RuPaul. Oh, wait, that's the R.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't give that away. You want me to keep that.
You finished that Eskimo pie, Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to make a stretch here.
Go ahead.
I've got one.
Oh, you do? How much for it? Without going for something like Q or a middle initial.
I'll give you a hint. I mean,
I'll take
a hint. I don't know if that's a word for you.
Oh, wow.
There was a show in the 70s called Family. And there was
okay.
An actor in that whose first name started with a Q.
Wow.
I know.
First name starts with a Q.
Yep.
And did this person play Ann Cooper? Quinn Cummings?
That would be her.
Go. Very good.
IMDb, thank you.
At least he was honest.
Saweetie. actually, now it's Lil.
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese, very nice.
Very good.
Poop Jeffy Jeff?
Yeah. All me. S. Let me see. Alicia Silverstone.
Okay. T. Let's see. There's so many. I would use the one we normally would use, but she's not much of an actress, so I'll have to say, let's see. Tammy Lauren.
Who?
Tammy Lauren. She did a couple guest spots on Family Ties a million years ago. She was on a show called Homefront.
I was thinking of Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah, no, okay. No. She's Tara Reid, but she's a hoe, not a... She's a gardener. and then an actress, so I won't talk about her.
Wow. I hope Don Imus isn't listening to this.
That's special.
All right.
I said gardening implements.
Right.
Anyway, that would be you, Mr. Jeff.
Oh. What letter are we on now?
You.
You.
All right.
Uma Thurman.
See.
No, not you. Oh,
okay. not me. Sorry.
No, Jeff. I Sci-Fi TV.
Okay, gotcha. And he said Uma Thurman, which I also vote on as well. Yes.
Excellent. Then that leaves us with Starla. With a V. Vanessa Williams, very nice. Vivian Leigh would have worked.
Yes.
Oh, Vivian Leigh would have been great.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, that'd be you now.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to deflect that.
W? Come on.
Oh, all right. I'll answer in the form of a question. What kind of wood does not float?
That's
Natalie
not
Wood.
Nice. All right.
Oh, brother.
Vanessa Williams would have worked too, but I got blocked by Carla. Thank you very much.
Charla, yes.
Charla, sorry.
I love a response too. Put a bump. then that would now be Lil with.
Yeah, and I have X. Thanks.
X. Ooh, that's going to be a difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah, even with the internet. Thanks.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
there's a
great
X name.
No.
I love.
Well, yeah. Yeah. If you're a guy, one comes to mind. But let's kind of come from there. There was a kids show host that was from Brazil, and she had a kids show that was pretty big in the 80s. Does that ring a bell at all?
She was a hottie.
Yeah.
That's not helping me.
Well.
Wow. I'm not even, I'm drawing a blank on that one.
Well, it may be another guy thing.
I think the hottie thing makes it a guy thing.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
We hope.
Okay, there was an actress named X-I.
Okay.
You know what? Actually, you're right. You're absolutely right. And her name is Ziyi Zhang. She's the Chinese girl in Rush Hour. Rush Hour 2, I mean. And she was also in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And her name is Ziyi Zhang.
Very good.
Oh. There's got to
nice
be one ball. Out there
very
with
nice
the name ball. Of Xavier.
Well,
for a girl?
You're Kugat, but that's a whole other ballgame. that would leave you, Snoop, Jeffy Jeff, with Z. Oh, Y, I'm sorry.
Y, all right. Let's see. let me see here. Y.
Oh, hello.
Well, let's see here.
One for you. I'm having trouble with mine. Think 60s.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like wives.
Okay.
My grandpa?
Right. Okay, that's not helping me.
How about, what was Max's original name?
She was an excellent singer that screamed.
Okay. all right.
Married to a beetle.
What do you think?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to go with Yoko Ono and throw myself on the mercy of the court.
Oh, man. I can't believe
no.
you didn't.
Okay.
Munster?
Oh.
Munster?
Yolanda.
No.
Adams, no. Yo.
That's another singer, no. Don't think in terms of yeah. Think of in terms of E.
Yep, I don't know.
Are you sure?
I'll pass if I need to. I don't know.
Yvonne DiCarlo.
Okay, all right.
There's your Y.
Okay.
I got to come up
Jeff,
with E.
Yeah.
This is not going to be easy.
Z should be pretty easy.
Actually, I'm struggling with it, to be truthful.
Oh. Ford Fairlane mentioned one.
Okay, I never
thought
Ford.
Oh, yeah.
No. Another country. Another country.
Okay.
And this person had a relative on a pretty famous comedy television show. There you go.
Zsa Gabor.
There you go. Excellent.
Oh, darling, thank you.
Hey, fantastic, everybody.
There's also Renee Zellweger.
Oh, Renee Zellweger. I didn't even think about
correct.
Her.
That is correct.
Zuzu pedals.
Great job, one and all.
Zuzu pedals.
Okay, let's do a variation of that during the next game, but let's do one where somebody in the order that we have names an actor. It could be an actress, but an actor person who has a number of films, and then the next person would name films that the actor or actress was in until they've, ran out of them. And, we want to try and do the best we can, but then when you feel like you can't guess another one, then you can change the name, and then we'll start over again with more films. Just give that a shot.
Well, if we're
right,
leaving off the same order, that would be Mr. iSciFi TV, who would name the actor then. Or did you want to start that again yourself?
I'll start it.
Okay.
Let's do Adam Sandler.
Adam's Family?
Adam Sandler, yes.
Oh, sorry, Adam Sandler. Sounds like Adam's Family, sorry. So you're looking for movies that Mr. Sandler has been in.
That is correct.
Okay, well, the first one that comes off the top of my head is 51st Date.
Okay.
And now Mr. iSciFi TV, Jeff.
Billy Madison.
Oh, very
awesome.
Nice. Starla. Big Daddy, yes.
Very good. Big Daddy.
Bill.
I'm so confused.
Adam Sandler. Name an Adam Sandler movie.
Any movie.
Well,
any movie
was in.
Adam Sandler has been in. Not Big Daddy and not 51st Date, but he's been in other movies.
Billy Madison.
No, not Billy Madison.
Right, that's what Jeff said.
Perhaps a movie that had Bob Barker in it.
You mean my favorite of all time?
Happy well, obviously Gilmore? Not.
Well, yeah, I know. That's pretty impressive. Get in the hole! It's what you're born to do!
That's what I was saying last night.
Oh! Price is wrong,
no.
Yacht.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Let's see. Oh, that would be Ms. Charlotte. Looks like we have a new guest here.
Hello.
Hey, Lou. How are you, sir?
What's going on?
We're playing a game, and we'll quickly bring you up to speed. All right?
Okay.
If you want to play, you can. If you would rather kind of listen in and then let us know when you're ready, you can too. It's
okay.
Really up to you.
Yeah, so there was some trivia going on. Looks like it said, is this just general trivia or?
What we're doing for this game here is I've named an actor, and then we're naming movies that this actor was in until we've, you know, named them all, and then we'll switch the actor or actress name and then start on their films.
Okay, sounds like fun.
Okay, we're doing Adam Sandler, all right? And we will fit you in
right
in the list. Okay. Sweetie, my wife,
yes.
Colleen, will do is let you know when it's your spot, and we'll roll from there, okay?
Okay.
Cool. All right, so who is next?
Me. Bill, yes, Lil is next.
Okay.
Lil Nicky, yes. Very nice.
So,
and now that
would
be...
For Lou, let's kind of roll through what we've already, the movies we've already said.
Yes, Adam Sandler, we already said, 50 First Dates,
mm-hmm.
Billy Madison, Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore, and now we have Little Nicky.
Little, right.
Okay. So is it
so,
me or?
Yeah, it's you.
Okay. Let me think. Not a huge, did you say The Water Boy?
No,
no.
We haven't.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That's a good.
Snoop, Jeffy, Jeff, that's you.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say Punch Drunk Love.
Very different movie. Very good.
Yeah.
They used some really cool color effects in there. The DVD actually devoted much of it to discussing the interesting colors they used.
Very nice. Okay, let's see. Let me think. I'm gonna say 8 Crazy Nights.
Yep. Yep.
Jeff, iSciTV.
Mr. Deeds.
Very
nice.
Good. Sharla.
Anger management.
Very nice.
Good.
Oh, I was going to do that one.
And Bill.
Does he have to have starred in the movie?
No. Has he been in a movie? If he's been in something and we can verify that he's been in it, sure.
All right. Then I'm going to say...
Shakes the Clown!
What?
Shakes the clown.
Okay, I'm scared of you.
It's
was that supposed to be Bobcat Goldthwait?
That was a really bad. That was a very mellow version of Bobcat.
Oh my!
Lots of sedatives.
Miss Lil.
The Water Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's already said.
Yeah.
Somebody said that.
We got that one.
Yeah,
yep.
We got that one.
My son has all these movies, but...
Oh, there's like two good ones left. That's about it.
The Animal.
Very nice. I believe he had a guest star, a little guest spot in that.
Okay.
And T-Bone.
Okay. You said Big Daddy already, right? You said Waterboy.
Yes. And Waterboy and Anger Management. Little Nicky, 50 First Date.
Wedding Singer? Anybody say that yet?
No, we didn't.
Awesome.
Excellent poll.
There you go.
Been waiting for that.
Yeah.
I know, and I can't believe it didn't come out of my mouth because that's one of my favorite movies. Snoop, Jeffy, Jeff.
Okay. I'm going to go. Gosh. I'm going. Okay. I know there's one just like that, just kind of sitting out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there is one.
I know. okay.
Hint.
Okay, well, give me a hint. I need a hint.
You need a hint?
Hint is Penelope Cruz.
Oh, okay. There's that one.
Habla Espanol.
Oh, Spanglish.
Very nice.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm going to pull click.
Wow, good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And beyond that,
we got to be almost done.
Almost.
Sci-fi, Jeff.
We are from France, the Coneheads.
Oh, no way. That's hilarious.
Ask one.
Starla, got any more?
We may be just about done on this one.
The longest
nope.
yard.
There you go.
That was the other one I was waiting for.
Longest yard. Yep.
Stole mine.
Bill, do you have anything else?
I'm gonna toss out there embarrassment here. Deuce Bigelow. European gigolo.
Oh no.
Javier.
IMDb, huh?
Oh, definitely. Right there, number six.
Well,
I felt guilty for using it.
Now only because you know, they would switch back and forth, and Rob Schneider, you know, you can do it. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was in two of them. Oh, what were the two movies that he did You Can Do It in?
Was that The Waterboy?
Rob Schneider.
The Waterboy and...
The Waterboy was
Waterboy
the memorable.
And Happy Gilmore.
And Rod Schneider was in almost every one of Sandler's movies in the last 6 years, too. Even
that's
unaccredited.
True.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why I hang around Jeff.
Very nice. There are still technically more, and I just looked at the IMDb page, so I'm going to close it now. Okay, and actually, Bill, so then we would be down to Lil.
The Wedding Singer?
Yes, that is good, but we did have that already said a little bit ago.
Yep.
I don't think I have any more.
Okay, you can switch it to somebody else if you want.
Okay, that's not fair either, because now I have to think.
not for a little bit, though.
Today was my last day of work, you guys.
Okay.
Well, is there anyone at your old
Johnny
work?
Depp.
Okay, Johnny Depp. That's a good
one. Yeehaw! One of my favorites. That would be T-Bone.
Oh, wow. Easy to start with. We'll go down the pirate line from, we'll start backwards to At World's End. How about that?
Okay.
Jeff?
Can we make a rule that, like, sequels are kind of tied in with all of them?
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll do the pirates, all the pirates.
All
right. Very good.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, I think if there's numbered sequels, yeah. But if it's like Chinatown and the Two Jakes, I think those should count as separate movies.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you're putting years between them then, you know? So if there's more than 10 years, it counts?
Yeah,
if the titles don't start the same, then they would be considered two different movies, even though they're sequels.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess they have different names.
Fair enough.
That's
okay.
A good rule.
Because Rocky 1,
cool.
2, and 3 is obvious. Whereas,
right.
You know, First Blood and then Rambo are technically two different.
Okay. All right.
Just my example. Okay. Snoop, Jeffy, Jeff.
Let me see. Benny and June.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice poll. And I'm going to say Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
I Sci-Fi Jeff.
Actually, it's a movie that was just on TNT, and it's one of my favorite Depp movies called Out of Time.
Oh.
Wow.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Very nice.
Starla? John Wondemarco. She doesn't like John and Depp? Oh. Oh, I'm traumatized now. But that's a good poll, John Wondemarco. Very nice. Bill?
I understand that sentiment. I mean, I wasn't much of a fan of Johnny Depp ever after he the whole Jump Street 21 or 21 Jump Street thing was over.
Yeah, 21.
But I'll have to say Ed Wood.
Ed Wood. Uh-huh.
What a freaky movie.
Yeah.
For a freaky actor.
Yes.
Lil, Corpse Bride. Very nice. T-Bone.
Well, you gotta go back now. We gotta go back to Edward Scissorhands, I think.
Hmm.
There you go.
Right? That was an early one.
Good one.
That's right.
Good one.
Snoop.
Okay, Fear and Loathing.
Fear and Loathing, very nice. I'm gonna pull Chocolat.
Ooh.
No, wait a minute. It says he was in that, but gosh, I don't.
He was in that.
Lie to us.
Wow. He was very much the guy. The gypsy.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was there, and then he left, and he came back at the end of the movie.
He had a thing with Juliette Binoche.
He didn't look greasy in that movie.
No, he didn't.
No.
No, he didn't. But what's your movie there, Bill? Or, I'm sorry. Who just went? Who said Fear and Loathing? Was that the last one we heard?
It's my turn.
It would be you.
I saw Jeff.
A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original one from 1984. And if you don't remember who he was, he's the first one that gets killed and pulled into the waterbed.
Wow.
Yep. Yep, that's true.
Well, no. No.
I don't know if he was the first one,
Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon was the first one killed.
Friday the 13th, wasn't he?
Was Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Sorry about that.
Nice.
Okay.
It was definitely Nightmare on Elm Street.
Kevin Bacon was the Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
And now
there you go.
Nightmare on Elm Street movies
West
are such date movies.
Charlotte pulled What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Excellent poll. Bill.
Oh, she kills me every time.
Well, quit cheating, Billy Bob.
Platoon.
What?
According to IMDb, he was in Platoon.
Oh, my God. Come on, dude.
Bill, come on.
Okay, I pass.
No.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. He was in Platoon.
Yes, he was.
All right.
Learner.
All right.
Lil.
Crybaby.
Very nice.
Wow.
That was just on one of those movie channels, too.
Yes, it was. I just saw it yesterday. And one of the only movies ever to make me actually physically want to throw up.
Hey, you know, and that was kind of a spinoff of Hairspray, and that had Ricky Lake in it. Ooh.
Yes, it did. They both had Ricky Lake, actually. T-Bone.
I'm going to go with Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Uh-huh.
Pacino.
Noob Jeffy Jeff.
Neverland.
Finding Neverland?
Yeah, Finding Neverland, that one.
No, The Wizard of Oz, he was in that one, remember?
No. Well, maybe. He was shorter then.
No, 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 no. No, I'm gonna pull the secret window.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that pulls the I Sci-Fi Jeff.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, you know what? That actually came up a couple of answers ago.
Was it really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, I never saw this, but it's obscure. The astronaut's wife.
Yes. Very nice. Very nice. But I still don't realize he was in that.
Is that worth watching?
Apparently not. I didn't see it.
Not very many people saw it. But what's interesting is that one of the guys who was in the movie is a kind of a character actor, and I met him once, and we were staying at the same hotel, and we bumped into each other in the hallway, and he was heading over to the Van Nuys Airport to film that movie, and if I didn't have to come back home that day, I would have been allowed to go on set and watch them film. And I kick myself every day that I think about that I missed the opportunity to possibly meet Johnny Depp.
Wasn't there a similar movie with George Clooney where he lost his wife in outer space and he kept seeing her as a ghost or something like that?
Yeah.
There's possibility.
Solaris.
Yeah.
Star Love pulled Sleepy Hollow, which is very nice. That's good.
Yep.
Oh, that was my next one.
Yeah. Bill, you got anything?
No. I mean,
no Johnny Depp.
No.
Okay.
I'm totally done with Johnny Depp.
Okay. Let's
wait.
Did anybody, he did the
Nightmare Before Christmas. Was he in that one or no? He wasn't in that, right?
No, that was the Corpse Bride one.
It was I'm thinking of the Corpse Bride, right? Okay. Sorry.
That's correct.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, you know,
Bill,
I have
a weird
question. If they were going to have, some sort of old TV series remade, what TV series being remade might he be a good character to play one of the cast members? You know how they rated Scooby-Doo, and then they did Flintstones as live action?
Right.
So if they redid some Dukes of Hazzard, I don't know if he'd play anyone well in a Dukes of Hazzard. But
maybe if they redid 21 Jump Street.
Oh, he could play.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
They call it 24 Jump Street.
Oh no.
That's a good subject for a future show. I'll have to jot that down.
They could do it in split screen.
So
you know.
Well, we're missing a couple of good ones. He was in Blow. Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Libertine.
From Hell,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Ninth Gate or something, too?
The Ninth Gate, yes.
It's like she's one of those psychics that just got the message. Yes, that's right. Okay.
Oh,
right,
she's Miss Cleo,
so,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You want a new name?
I'm Miss Cleo. Well, all right. Let's do connections. Let's try that. Colleen had an idea you were mentioning or something?
Well,
you want to give that a whirl or?
Sure, why not? We'll see if it goes anywhere. I happened to be watching The Wedding Singer not too long ago, and I started noticing that there were an awful lot of connections, and I wrote them down. There are 8 connections between the actors in The Wedding Singer and some of the actors who've been on, they've either been on Friends some way, somehow, or they're, you know, there's some connection that way. So I guess if anybody can start listing off some of the connections that they might see between the two, the movie and the show.
Okay.
What's an example connection?
I'll give you an example. Alexis Arquette plays George in The Wedding Singer. He's the Boy George kind of look-alike in the movie. He happens to be the real-life brother-in-law of Courtney Cox Arquette, who plays Monica on Friends. He's also the brother of David Arquette, who happened to do a guest appearance on Friends.
You're going to make my brain explode.
Yeah, and he is a drama queen big time.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'll probably shock you here, but I never, ever watched Friends. Never.
Not even one episode?
No, I can't stand it. Like, I would see it, and I would run the other way screaming in horror. you guys can all kill me, but I probably would say that was
one of
the worst shows I've ever seen.
I've seen three. I sat through them in the hopes of something else. But, I would do the same thing. I would turn the channel. I would find anything, a commercial.
I thought it was really just, like, horrible. Like, just painful. Painful to watch. It was like listening to Pamela Anderson give a speech. It was like, what?
Awful. All right, Lou. What you need to do is watch the one where she dresses up like Slave Leia, and then that's it.
Well, I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures on the internet. I don't need the TV.
Okay, all right.
You know, there's a good video on YouTube.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I wonder who put that up. Maybe it was me. Anyway, okay, let's give it the old college try. I'm not going to do well, but I have a feeling the ladies will do well with this. So okay, Miss Arquette is the one of the connections. All right.
Yeah.
Lil, anything? I'm
trying. I'm thinking.
Okay. This is tough. I mean, Charla, anything? Okay.
Got nothing.
All right. Okay. Give us another one, Saweetie.
Let's see.
Yeah, another connection. Let's see.
Another connection between the two, or between?
Another connection. Yeah, let's kind of go through so, you know, we kind of know.
Okay, well,
what other things
Taylor,
is
Christine Taylor plays a girl named Holly on The Wedding Singer. She's Drew Barrymore's best friend. She also played Bonnie on a couple of different episodes of Friends where she was a blind date she was being set up with Ross.
Okay.
That's another one.
The Ultimate Fighting episode.
The Ultimate Fighting episode.
Ultimate Fighting Champion. The UFC. Have you not seen the UFC?
No.
It's not like boxing. It is so much better because they get to kick and punch and sweat and bleed all over each other. It's something that's kept pay-per-view alive.
Okay. Neat.
Yeah.
Saweetie, let's roll down the list.
Roll down the list. Okay, Christina Pickle, who is Drew Barrymore's mother in the movie, plays Monica's mother on Friends, Ross and Monica's mother. John Lovitz plays a wedding singer that rivals, he's Adam Sandler's rival, Jimmy Moore. Very hilarious in that movie. And he played a blind date of Rachel's on Friends. Angela Featherstone, who plays Linda, which is Adam Sandler's fiance that leaves him at the altar. She happened to play Chloe, the girl that Ross cheated on Rachel with on Friends. Shanna Mokler, who played a flight attendant on Wedding Singer, did a guest star on Joey, which is a spinoff of Friends. Jodie Thielen, who plays Adam Sandler's sister in the movie, co-starred with Allison LaPlaca on a show called Duet way back in 1987. And Allison LaPlaca played Rachel's boss on Friends. And then the last one was Brian Posehn. He played a loser at table number 9 in the movie where Adam Sandler sings Love Stings right after he's been dumped. And on Friends, he played a messenger when Joey's character dies. And those are the connections I got. And, of course, anybody who's obsessed with Friends or wedding singer like I am would be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't notice that, or who knows, maybe people did. But yeah, that's the kind of connections. But I mean, you get you can kind of almost do it with a lot of movies, think about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
hey, Snoop, Snoop, Jeffy, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Is this what happens when, like, people who don't know much about Star Wars, like, go talk to a bunch of Star Wars fans and they do that? And then the other person
yeah.
is like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that how it feels?
Yeah.
Like, I think I just had, like, a moment there that was wild.
Yeah.
You ran into me
you
at
did.
Celebration 4, didn't you?
Like, yeah.
This is the
like,
thing. You
a
guys...
A friend's geek.
Yeah. You know what? You
well,
guys should
yeah.
actually... Yeah, seriously, I have to all admit it. I'm a friend's geek.
Yeah,
you guys,
yeah.
Those of you that are Star Wars fans, it's the same thing. It
yeah.
really is. Because you can kind of
oh,
go,
oh,
well.
Oh.
Is it okay
so
that
we,
I like friends and Star Wars?
I don't know. It's,
it's
like,
fine.
It's like weird crossover stuff.
I mean, you can even do the same thing with Star Wars.
Uh-huh. Well, Fat Monica did look like Jabba the Hutt.
Okay, a connection between Star Wars Episode 4 and Austin Powers.
And who?
Austin Powers.
Okay.
The movie with Michael Myers.
Yes, yes.
Anyone?
Uh-huh.
Anyone?
Yeah.
No. Carrie Fisher was the therapist.
Okay.
For Dr. Evil. Okay, well,
I had them all liquidated.
Wow.
Oh, okay. All right.
Someone's in Rangoon.
Okay. Okay.
Helmets.
The, okay. The, all right. Let's, okay. Tell you what. Let's end this show right now. Because I always want to kind of end it, you know, with folks wanting more. I think we have what I would call an unqualified hit. I think this is a good way to do this show. And if you have any suggestions that you think would be good subjects, good games, good ways to do this, you can go ahead and email me. Now I sound like Office Space. At RoniZone@gmail.com. And it's been a great time. I want to thank Mr. Lou, Lil, Charlotte, Jeff, Eyesight TV, Mr. William, Saweetie, and all the other folks that are downloading. I think we had a great time. And give us your feedback. And we will do it again very soon. Thanks, guys.
Got it.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.